B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He is the great D-Gun. You'll hear him on our pregame show with B. West and Devon, which is absolutely fantastic. And, of course, the Gun on One podcast. You don't want to miss that. Here he is on the Comcast Business Hotline. D-Gun, D-Gun!
Anthony, the sun is shining. The Eagles are coming off a win. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I hear so much joy.
Oh, no. Wait, wait a second. God almost struck you down. Say it again.
I said so much pep in your voice. The sun is shining. The Eagles are coming off a win. And the world is right again in terms of Eagles Nation.
Yeah, listen, we needed this past weekend in a big way, man. Between Doc Rivers, right? And the Eagles, you know, getting a win. And look, and the Cowboys looking historically bad on defense and in that secondary.
Oh, my goodness. You can tell the Cowboys' defense, you know, with no Sean Lee, no Leighton Vander Esch, you know, the linebacker sets the tone for that defense, and that defense is a sieve. I mean, they're giving away yards and points like Christmas gifts. Three consecutive games they've had to play from way behind trying to catch up, and you know, Dak Prescott has some of the best collection of weapons in the NFL. Is putting up gaudy stats because, you know, once teams build these leads, they go into this. What I hate is that prevent defense. And, you know, but I tell you what, man, the Eagles are in the perfect division for a team that's depleted as the Eagles are. And help is on the way. Once some of these guys come off IR, they can stay right there in that division. So, you know, things are still looking pretty good for this team.
All right, well, you are a rosy fella. Give me your outlook now for the rest of the year. Like, what are you seeing?
Oh, man. I still have genuine concerns about these next two games. You know, we'll see what happens when they hit. You know, you got to play Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Russell Wilson in three consecutive weeks. That's going to be interesting. You still have the two matchups with the Cowboys. I expect them at the very minimum to split that series. And so I said it before. I mean, this is a division where 8-8, 9-7 could win this division. And who's to say the Eagles can't be right there if they can get some of these bodies back healthy at the same time and keep them on the field instead of on IR. So I'm not down on the Eagles yet. There's no reason to be four games into a season. But I do say proceed with caution. I mean, I understand everybody's concerns about which Carson is going to show up week in and week out. Doug Peterson calling the plays. I get it. But let's let it play out before we come to a definitive conclusion here.
Yeah, I don't think people are rushing to a conclusion. I think the best thing, and let's be real here for a second, the best thing is that the Cowboys stink. That defense is horrible because that's going to allow them to be in the mix the whole season.
See, absolutely.
Right? And that's the good news. The good news is, and this is what I always want every year, I want meaningful football. Right? Now we got spoiled, right? We've been used to meaningful football every year. That's what I want.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and they're going to be in meaningful games throughout the whole thing. Like that Cowboys game, November 1st, all of a sudden you go, I can't wait for that game. That's going to be great. Sunday night, it's here, the whole thing.
My biggest question in that game is, can the Eagles match the Cowboys offensively point for point? Because that Cowboys offense, my goodness, that kid CeeDee Lamb is scary. And you put in there the compliment of Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup, and then coming from out of nowhere to Cedric Wilson, who's this receiver all of a sudden?
Yeah, let's not talk about CeeDee Lamb, you know what I'm saying?
This kid is frightening.
Yeah, let's not talk about him, all right? Let's not talk about CeeDee Lamb and DK Metcalf. And let's not talk about those guys, you know what I'm saying? Let's leave those guys alone. Because that puts me back into an ill mood. Give me
No.
Yeah. Give me away, D-Gun. The Birds beat the Steelers on Sunday.
Control the clock. Keep Roethlisberger off the field. Stay committed to the run. Because I'm not so sure just how good these Steelers are when you look at who they played. I mean, they've beat the Giants, the Texans, and the Broncos, three teams that are combined 1-11. Now, we know a Mike Tomlin defense is going to be rugged. They, you know, they like to play that 3-4, and three of their four linebackers, T.J. Watt, Devin Bush, Bud Dupree, are all first-round draft picks. So three out of the four are first-round picks, and those linebackers can ball out, no question about it. So they're coming after Carson. But if the Eagles can establish that running game and keep Roethlisberger off the field, I think they got a really good shot of winning that game in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what you're going to do. Will he stay? And that's the issue. Will Doug stay committed to the run? And what's the deal? And you would know, D-Gun, because you're inside there. You have a great feel for inside the building. What's Doug's issue with Miles Sanders for inside 4 minutes? Is it the fumbling?
I believe it was a concern about ball security.
Yeah.
And that's
that seems
that's
obvious.
That decision is as much Deuce as it is Doug. You know, Doug handles the rotation of the running backs. Deuce handles the rotation of the running backs. So that's a Deuce decision also. And if wouldn't Doug come out and say, I wanted a bigger back in there when he had Corey Clement in there? I understand they have ball issue concerns still with Miles. Miles is electric in terms of when he hits a seam. It's difficult to catch him. But what does that say about Miles then in crucial game situations if there's a little hesitancy in terms of having him on the field or going to a Boston Scott or a Corey Clement?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, the first thing that Andrew and I were texting each other during the end of that game, especially when you just look at the play calls during that game, on the last drive, you're yep. Like, yo, where's Sanders at? What's going on?
And I think in a situation like that was more about trying to just run out the clock and having as few miscues as possible. I get that. But if he's your feature back and he's your money back, that kid needs to be on the field.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, what does it look like? The whole this Sunday, as far as who's going to be on the field? I mean, you see the linebackers; they're deciding new guys. Every guy's off the street. What do they look like to you on Sunday? Who's going to catch the ball? Who's going to tackle? Who's playing on the other side of the ball? What do you got?
Well, there's a good chance D-Jack and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside will be out there.
Who?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what
I mean, really? With that J.J. Arcega-Whiteside?
From what I'm told, Alshon, they were hoping he would be ready this week. Right now it's 50-50. I think more realistically it's next week. Against Baltimore, but he's not been officially ruled out yet for this coming Sunday. As far as the linebackers, at this rate, doesn't make a difference. I mean, T.J. Edwards had a good game. Oh, now he's on IR. Rudy Ford, one of your better special teams players, now he's on IR. And you're right, they're bringing in guys off the street. I don't care who they put in linebacker. It's not going to make a difference. You know, teams are going to throw out their linebackers until further notice. You just hope that the defensive front can continue to apply pressure and do what they've done the last two games. You know, 13 sacks in the last two games and take a lot of pressure off the back end. And, you know, Darius Slay, I've been so impressed with what he's done on the back end. I'm assuming he's going to be over Juju Smith-Schuster a lot. You just hope the other guys on the opposite side can hold up their end of the bargain. And you know what? Right now, you just let the chips fall where they may. But from what I'm told, D-Jack and JJ could be the leading candidates to return this week.
So let me ask you this, because there's a lot of talk, and we're talking to D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. Don't forget the Gun on One podcast. And, of course, our own pregame show with D-Gun, B-West, and Devon. What the Alshon Jeffery thing. I mean, first of all, I don't know if he can run, but what's that whole thing about? I mean, nobody made up the story about him and Carson and the whole thing. And how do you think that plays out?
Well, from what I was told ever since training camp began was he's a much better attitude, much better teammate. I don't know what all that means, but I guess mentally he's in a different place than where he was. And, you know, to this day, I still don't know if that rumor was true about him, you know, talking about Carson and things like that. But right now the organization likes where he is mentally. In a lot of ways, I'm a little bit shocked that, you know, and I said it, I reported it earlier this summer, that I was told that Alshon, at the very earliest, would be back in October. I know some people put it out there that he could be ready by September. But when you look at that type of injury, you know, it took Jalen Mills over a year to come back from that injury. That was one of the reasons why Brian Dawkins retired when he did, because he had had it a couple of times. It's a tricky injury. I'm a little bit surprised that they're even talking about Alshon coming back when you consider he just had that surgery last December, and you're talking about him coming back 10 months removed from that surgery. So from what I'm gathering, he's way ahead of surgery. They can't wait to get him back on the field, obviously, because they can use all the pass catchers they can get. And so right now, everything's looking positive in terms of where he is physically and mentally for what this team needs him to be.
All right. I'll remain dubious until I say it.
Same here.
You know? And then, last thing, and I'm curious at where you stand at, and something tells me you'll have the right answer. All right? Because I'm seeking the path to enlightenment today when it comes to Foles and where we stand with Nick Foles. Because it's Nick Foles and Tom Brady tonight. And
right.
Andrew's all geeked up over, can't wait. You know, the Super Bowl rematch.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
And the whole thing. And my attitude was more, I don't care. I mean, I'm a football fan, so I'll watch. But I don't care. And I'm not rooting for Nick Foles. I'm not rooting against him, but I'm not rooting for him either. Because when a guy leaves here, that's that. So I want a better attitude. So my attitude is now, I need to root for Nick Foles for what Nick Foles did for us and me in giving us that great memory.
I'm rooting for Nick Foles because Nick Foles is an incredibly good guy. And I love to see good guys have success. And, you know, I don't wish any ill will on Nick Foles, and I'm excited to see the matchup because I'm a football junkie. I don't care who's playing. I'm going to watch. I mean, they have a lot of trash games on a Thursday night.
Listen, I love the Jets-Broncos game I was in on. But my point is that I was not going to actively root. I was just going to watch because I'm a football fan and not root against or root for, because once they leave, that's it. I'm ambivalent.
Well, you know, as long as they're not playing the Eagles, I'm always going to root for good guys who have left here. And Nick Foles is one of the best. And, you know, I know people keep talking about we should have kept Nick and should have got rid of Carson.
Well, I mean, that's the reason why, right? That's the reason why for a lot of people that don't want to see him win tonight.
But today is what it is. You know, he's not a Philadelphia Eagle. He's a Chicago Bear. You know what? The past is in the past. Let sleeping dogs lie. Nick Foles is not walking through that NovaCare complex door anymore. That's it. You know, but I'm not going to say I'm not going to root for the guy. Nick Foles and I have a great relationship, both on and off the field.
Yeah, no, I meant it's got to take that aside. I know. If you know the guy, it's completely different.
Yes, but what I'm saying, I don't see any reason why I can't root for Nick Foles in a meaningless game to me. Obi throws for 400 yards and has four touchdowns. Obi does incredible against Tampa Bay tonight. Well, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you're evolved.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, Carson Wentz is the Philadelphia Eagles. He is the future of the Philadelphia Eagles until further notice.
We don't know about that.
I said until you heard me say until further notice.
I know.
Until further notice. I caught myself. Until further notice.
D-Gun. Thank you, my brother. D-Gun Podcast, the D-Gun on one. Love it, brother. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, my man.
Take it
Keep
easy.
Smiling, brother. Keep smiling.
We'll do enlightenment. That's what today's about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.